Hey everybody, welcome back to the, I haven't figured out what I'm going to call it yet. It's kind of just me sharing my thoughts and something a bit more motivational for those who might be searching for something a little bit more raw, not so cliche-ish, and very private, you can listen to in your ear. Going about your day. I'm beginning not to. Every now and then I'll log in, but I recognize that that served a purpose where I would listen to tarot readers, particularly ones that are very uplifting. You know, if you think, for those who understand tarot, they tell you you're the shit. They tell you you're about to blow up. You're about to get the love of your life. Everything's very forward-facing based on whatever the card is. Till you start seeing people just throwing cards down and then just making shit up as they go along. And then you're like, yeah, all right, well, it's just for entertainment purposes only. I get that. But it's been a big help in helping me recognize my power more, because I'm getting that validation. Even though it's online, they can't see me, but in my ear, I'm hearing I'm the shit. Now I already knew that, but when I'm watching my life unfold, I've recognized I've changed a lot over my time being here in Georgia, which I've completely flourished in my personal opinion compared to where I was emotionally, mentally, I thought about using the index card version of women sharing, readers sharing. And then I realized, no, I don't want to do all that extra work. I just wanted to record audio. And one of my favorite persons that I listen to, she tells these really great stories about what could be happening. And she has this music behind her, and I was like, oh, I love that, because I listen and it, nothing resonates, not one bit, but it's entertaining. And so one thing I recognize is what I listen to for entertaining, but when still people who have a certain gift for storytelling and can have it resonate with someone's life is kind of interesting, because they're like, yeah, how'd you know that? You know, how would you know about something like that, that I might be going through, which is kind of neat, right? Because when you listen to these different folks on YouTube, people really do pretty much experience the same kind of shit in life. Particularly when it comes to relationships, there's nothing new under the sun, right? Nobody's going through something that no one else has never been through. So for this particular audio, I want to talk about self-preservation. You have to be very selfish with yourself. And what I mean by is you have to protect your energy first and foremost, and build a bubble around yourself. And that bubble is fluid. You can let people in and out as you wish. So it's not a hard glass bubble. It's a fluid bubble where energy can come in or energy can be blocked. And everybody doesn't have good energy. And because of this, self-preservation is the way to block the kind of energy that you don't want in your life. It also protects you from being influenced by negative energy within yourself. Because when you're around people, they're energetic beings. If you are around toxicity in your home, and let's say you're the toxic person, you got something to work through. And you can tell when you're toxic because other people are toxic around you. And people recognize toxic people, and toxic people know when they're toxic, right? It's by the way they handle themselves. So if someone, and I've learned this, and I live alone, but I've learned it from having people in my energy. And once I'm in their environment and I see how they interact with their own people, then I can pick out who's toxic. And it's usually the person who I'm hanging around. And I'm like, oh, yes, it's toxic because you're toxic with these people that you're around. And you spend time with people, you know who the toxic people are. And then I recognize that I can't hang around people who are toxic, because they'll make me toxic, because now it's a reaction. And then even being around toxic folk or people who are not, people can always see when I'm around someone that's not good for me, meaning women and men. I've had men tell me, why are you with that dude? You don't need to be with him. You're better than that. Get rid of his ass. You don't need a project. You don't need this. Whether by my attitude or something I discussed, because sometimes people don't know your problem until you open up. And then they're like, well, why are you with that person? You're not even happy. Get rid of that person. Yeah, it's easier said than done. And then you recognize, you know what, you're right. But I've had men tell me, why are you hanging out with her? You don't need to be hanging out with that person. She's not good for you. And you're different. You need to let her ass go. People know me. Especially, again, living out here in Georgia, I've met a lot of people who have completely influenced my life in a way that I'll never hang around toxic people ever again. I'm very particular with my energy at this point. And I've learned to block and cut. That is what I call self-preservation. You block and you cut. And do not be afraid to block and cut. I'm not afraid to block and cut. I'm not afraid to block and cut anything out of my life that's not good for me. I'm not afraid to cut someone out of my life that's not good for me. And if I decide to unblock, either you got it or you didn't. And if you didn't, and you've been given an opportunity to have another chance, because I'm not that hard, and you still do the same shit, your behavior hasn't changed. Your attitude hasn't changed. Your perspective has not been transformed into something that's a little bit more higher of yourself. And I'm not so high up that I can't relate to when people are trying to figure out their lives. But if I'm around you, and you've been allowed to be in my presence, just like I'm allowed to be in yours. And I take that very seriously. I'm allowed to be in your presence because you're allowed to be in mine. But you're allowed to be in mine first. And I look at it as a privilege to be in people's presence, right? Because they can spend time with anyone. If they want to spend time with me, that's great. Men and women, friends, family, the whole nine. But when you're at your higher self and other people haven't quite reached that point yet, for whatever reason, because everybody's on a different journey, people get intimidated by that. And it makes them a little uncomfortable, right? It makes them a little uncomfortable. That's a good thing. Because they gotta think about who they are when they're with you. And they got to think about how they're going to be in this space with you. And that's a good thing. And if it separates us, then you might have some work to do. And your time is limited hanging out with me or spending time with me. And I can only take you in doses, right? Because something about you, something you said, something you did, this is going to turn me the wrong way. And don't let it be something I share. Like, everybody knows I'm a Republican. Oh, I can't tell you the black community jumped all over my ass. I don't care. Right? Particularly with this administration. And people just talk out the side of their neck. Okay, well, all right. I don't react. I don't overreact. I don't say anything. I just listen at this point. And white and black community, to be honest with you. When I was driving Uber, people would just have shit come out their mouth. And I'm like, well, that's their opinion. I don't take it personally. That's their opinion. They're in my car because they need a ride and I need the money. But personally, did I get alienated because of it? No, but people want to get an argument. Okay, I'm not going to argue with people who over something stupid as politics. That's like arguing over religion. So I've learned not to have those kind of conversations. I don't even jump on social media with that bullshit, right? Then there's a new North and South conversation. Oh, you're from the North and you're this, and no, this is the South and we do things differently here. And so I've learned to practice self-preservation. I also listen to a lot of Stoicism videos, Machiavelli videos and things like that to stay within yourself and focus on you and do be a better you and go within versus looking without, I mean, looking outside and protecting, again, my energy, my mindset. And sometimes I can be around people who have the like mindset. Other times I can't, because that's just the nature of the world. But I can't just do everyone who thinks like me, you can't grow that way. And everyone who's different from me, you can't grow that way either. So there has to be a blend. But as long as you are constantly working on yourself, noticing people's behavior, not reacting to everything that people say, and accepting people for who they are, because it's not your job to change them. It's not my job to change anybody. I'm going to let people be who they're going to be. I just show up how I show up when I want to and how I want to. And no apology for it. So I can't worry about what the next person thinks. I have a cousin. My cousin, she worries about everything. And she's like, well, should I take off? I don't want to leave anybody out. They'll fire you in a heartbeat. And you're worrying about if you want to take the time off that you earned through working. And you're afraid to take the day off. And should you do it? And you don't want to leave anybody hanging. But if they sent you a text message and closed your app down and said you're fired, don't give a fuck about you or your time. So what are you worried for? You earn the time. Take it. Unless, because one day they're going to... One day, Walmart can shut down for anything. And she's worrying about, you have the time, take the day off if you don't want to go to work. I took the day off today. No, and I told everybody for the past 2 weeks, look, the moment I made 8 hours, I'm not coming in. Period. I made my 8 hours yesterday. I'm not coming, I didn't go in, I took the day off. I may not make it tomorrow, I don't know. I'm going to sit there and worry about taking a day. They pay me part-time. I take days off regularly from jobs. I've earned it. And even if I didn't, I don't get comfortable in places where I don't control anything. A job can fire me tomorrow. So I'm not giving them 100%. I'm going to give them what they need while I'm there. Did I get the hell? I clock out at 11. I clock in on time. I clock out. No, I can't stay. I don't need the extra money in the taxes. No, I'm not coming in an extra day. Somebody wanted to do a shift. No, I can't do it because I can take his shift. But when I'm ready to have him take my 2 to 11, I'm going to get excuses. So I thought about me first because he needs shift. He doesn't have the time. Sorry, not sorry. That has nothing to do with me. That's what I mean by selfish. Because again, there might be the, well, you do it for me, I do it for you. No, it won't. The moment I need a 2 to 11 shift and he doesn't work 2 to 11, I'm going to get the every excuse in the book. Nope. No one ever wants my 2 to 11 shift. That's why I don't mind the 2 to 11 shift. So I'll work it because I know no one will ever switch with me for the 2 to 11 shift. I'm not even going to be surprised by somebody saying they want my. No one has said, hey, Nia, can I get your 2 to 11 shift? Nope. I'll keep my 2 to 11 shift and get the hell on. Now, so in that regard, I'm protecting my pay And don't ask me to switch shifts with you because you know you're never going to switch shift with me. So now I can eliminate, you can eliminate me from your conversation on who can take my shift. It won't be me. That's what self-preservation is. You're doing all the extra work and no one's helping you. I stopped doing any extra work at the job that I'm not required to do and pointed it out to my boss that, hey, look, everybody has a role here. I'm doing mine, but everyone's not contributing. No, we're not doing that. I need you to, nope, I'm not doing that. They have people to do that. They're not here. That's not my problem. Well, we have to know we don't. No, we don't. That was clear after you can see people are watching me do work and I'm doing their job. Nope. Last time, never again. You can't make me. And I can't get fired for it. And if you'd like to fire me, fine, no problem. That's one less person you got to do that job anyway. So you got to know your worth. And that's the second part of self-preservation. You have to know your worth. And you put the value on your worth, not someone else. If you want to see your value, watch how people, if you're going to look for validation in your value, you'll see how people treat you. Until you show up differently and you treat them a way that your value is completely understood and you don't need that validation for them. I know what I'm worth and I'll show you exactly what I'm worth, period. So if you can't reach me, you have no value to me. You're not my value validator. I'm my value validator. And being around you is lowering my value. Or being around your energy is lowering my value for me. Because it doesn't make me feel good. So that's not going to work out. Block and cut. Block and cut. And then you can unblock. And then you'll be like, all right, well, let's see what's up. And then you start making adjustments. And then you have to still decide what do you want in your life and what do you don't want in your life. And you move accordingly. And everyone moves around you. Not you moving around them. But they can move you around them on their terms. And you have to, it's an equal understanding of the terms. When you see people how they move, move accordingly. When people see how you move, they'll move accordingly. And if you figure out that you can still be okay, cool. And it's really something that you just understand. It's an understanding, and it's a silent understanding. But everybody understands the assignment. Once you start opening up your mouth, people need clarity and understanding. You don't understand your value, and you don't understand mine. And I don't need it for clarity. You either get it or you don't. And clarity means that you don't get it. And you need to clear up something. There's a miscommunication. No, there's not. Your actions, people show you before they will tell you. And if you didn't pay attention, shame on you. Self-preservation means you showed them. If they didn't get it because of something they did, that has nothing to do with you. So you gotta think about your life and your value and look in the mirror and validate yourself. Find other means that you can do to make you feel better about yourself. Focus on your accomplishments. Focus on what you came through. Focus on what you're going through and how you can see yourself coming out of whatever it is that you're in, because you know that your time is coming because you've been doing the work. And you know you've been doing the work because you're listening to me. So we're all on a journey. And you've made the decision to make it better, your journey better. Not comfortable, just better. So that on the other side, you have a different perspective of who you were, and that strengthens you. You should be doing things to strengthen you. Has nothing to do with what you look like, has nothing to do with what your body type is, has nothing to do with what color skin you are, it has everything to do with who you are on the inside. And then you'll begin to attract those people and distract those who don't need to be in your energy. I think it's time for me to go to the pool. I think I've done enough. I think I've done 2 episodes so far. I think that's kind of cool. This is kind of like my mini advisory session. Like, if we're going to have a conversation, then these will be the kind of things that I think I would talk about to someone. Because business is not just about revenue. It is about your goals, your mindset, your motivation, how you're going to bring yourself to what you're trying to accomplish in your business. And it goes into that emotional intelligence. It's not all about money. It is the understanding of who you are and what it is that you're trying to do. Maybe it'll be something like that. I don't know. We'll see. Let me know in the comments. I think I might put this on YouTube. We'll see. But let me know in your comments if I'm saying that or where you find this. I might open up my comments on my website so folks can engage. We'll see. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But I think it's time for me to go to the pool, make me a little cocktail, and this will be the second session. All right, then. That's it for me. I'll talk to you later.